dish is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. Well, this week's box office champion will rock you, my friend. It is Bohemian Rhapsody. Oh, my God, what a great time at this show. As you are well aware, it's the story of Queen and Freddie Mercury. Look, back in the day, I saw Queen and Thin Lizzy together at the Chicago Stadium in 1977, because why not? It was $7 and I had a job. And I remember that Queen was really flashy. Thin Lizzy was great, but Queen was flashy. I was not the biggest fan, but I'll tell you what, the combo of Time, Wayne's World, and this movie has turned me around. These songs, these Queen songs, they have worn well. And on a screen, they're even better. You see how they all came together in the studio? Those are some of the best parts of the movie. Plus, you see how the band formed, why Brian May's hair is so big, and why Freddie Mercury never got his teeth fixed. But I'll tell you what, none of this movie works without the incredible performance from Rami Malek, a top-notch actor who, without going over the top or dropping down into a cheesy parody act, becomes Freddie Mercury. So much so that during the closing credits, they show the real Freddie, and you're sitting there going, who the hell is this guy? That's how good Malek is. He nails the confidence, the flamboyance, and a shyness in the need for somebody to love. Along with the charismatic stage presence, it's quite a package. It just sort of touches on his wild man tendencies, which are legendary, but you get the point. I don't know, some of this movie might be baloney, but I didn't hear anybody say it was a documentary. There's enough of those out there. But this is big-time entertainment. That's what this is. And Queen's legendary set at Live Aid, they do almost the whole set and true movie magic and pretty believable lip-syncing. It looks like the real thing. I'm telling you, when you go home, you'll bring it up on a YouTube, you'll see. But what makes it great in this movie is you've just seen all of the drama that has led up to that performance, and it turns out to be really emotional. Watch out for the rock and roll waterworks. Oh, my God. But look, all I can say is this. Go to the show, stomp your feet, and let this movie rock you. You will have a great time. Now, if you want to hear some of my other reviews, those are at 93XRT.com. Get them on a podcast, and I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.